Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt about it. Always a pleasure to chat it up with you. I know people are giving you the looks again, right? You're walking around, no shoes. People are looking at you funny, right?
Oh, yeah. You know how it is. They see the bare feet and that wild hair. They got to look a couple times.
I know. Well, listen, man, you are so used to Vegas. We know prior to playing for the Falcons, you were in Vegas. What has made Vegas kind of explode as a sports city? You had a season to experience it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the fan base is going to be one big factor. You got to have a fan base that's going to support whatever team goes there. And you know, they had their trials, and every team that comes seems to dominate, whether it's the Aces or the Golden Knights. And you know, there may be a new team coming to town. But that's undecided yet. But Vegas just seems to be a spot where teams want to go, and teams, when they go, they start winning, and fans love it.
Wideout Mac Collins is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Well, we know we got the big game coming our way this Sunday night out in Las Vegas. From your perspective, when you sit down and watch another game, whatever it may be, what are you honing on the most?
It gets kind of hard to enjoy a game, because I'll probably just analyze most of the time, whether releases from receivers or you know, coverages. It's hard to just sit back and just enjoy the game for what it is.
Mac Collins is here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio. Where do you view this game going? Who do you take? If you had to put it all on the line, who do you think would walk away victorious?
It's tough. I don't think it's going to be one-sided for sure, but I think the Chiefs, off of experience, will be able to pull it off. It does matter, being, you know, playing in those games. You know, I don't think anybody was believing they were going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. You know, midseason they were saying they were the worst offense in football, and now here they are, another Super Bowl contention. So I lean towards the Chiefs and that experience taking them over the edge in the, you know, fourth quarter.
Well, Mac, I want to ask you about this past season and what the future might look like you as well. First of all, how are you feeling? You physically good? You ready? You set? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. Body feels great. Excited for another opportunity. Just, you know, any opportunity to play another year is a great opportunity. So I'm excited to train and get back to work again.
Hey, well, listen, Mac, you talk about walking around barefoot and people look at you with your hair out. Your approach to the game is different, I would say, and I actually admire your approach to life. Like, you really go out of your way to learn something different. You share it constantly on social media. Where did you pick this up? Did someone inspire you? Is it someone in your family, a friend? And what are you trying to kind of take over and conquer and learn next? What's the agenda? What's on the agenda?
I think education has always been a big thing for me. I'm not some huge proponent of the schooling system and school and this and that, but I think education, finding education, whether it's in books or in experiences or in some other, you know, avenue, but educating yourself in new things and different things. So I always try to do something completely different than football. I the last thing I'd ever want is to say, "How's it going? My name's Mac Collins. I am a football player," you know, and nothing else. Like, what else do you do? And I don't have anything else to say. Like, I want football to be the last thing that I have to say about myself when I'm talking to somebody. So my next avenue, I think, is farmland or farming or something like that. I've been really into that lately, and that and pilot school is my two.
Okay. Matt Collins is here with us, the JR Sportbe Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about farming. I mean, you can farm quite a bit of this. I got to say thank you, man. I mean, I walked out of this. Well, I walked out of my house on the way to the studio, and I'm like, whoa, I got a delivery. And I got beef jerky, like, from you. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm glad I got there on time. I gave you something to eat on the way.
Yeah, well, half of it is gone already with the peppercorn and all of that. So fill me in on that. I need more. How can I get some? Well, what's up?
Yeah, so that's I made that jerky. It is was made actually from a GE Profile Smart indoor smoker. So it's everything you think of from an outdoor smoker. But imagine it just being on your countertop and no smoke. So you still get the pellets, you still get the smoke flavor, but it's all sitting on your countertop. So literally took some top rounds, sliced it real thin, about a quarter of an inch, eighth of an inch, marinated it overnight, and then cooked it in there for 4 or 5 hours. And everything you can do on the app, or you can obviously do it when you're in front of the unit, but you can do it from the app, leave, go eat, go to sleep, go take a nap, go watch some TV, go do whatever you want. And then come back to it, and it'll tell you, hey, it's reached this temperature, it's ready, and it'll stay warm as long as you want until it's ready for dinner time, and then you can eat. So it's great. But, yeah, this indoor smart smoker, it's like change the game for me, because all I eat is meat and fruit. So, I order half a cow, and now I have easy access to cook with it without having to go stand in the cold or go get covered in smoke.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Mac. For somebody, I eat a lot of vegetables and fruits. I'm in the same boat, try to be healthy. And, I try to say, hey, where can I get my protein from? And you just gave me another potential solution. I can put that in my bag. I can throw it down with my dinner. I really do, Mac. Right, hey, you got to pick some stuff up here in Atlanta. I may want to steal yours.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's the best. It's the best.
Yeah, Matt Collins here with us, the JR Sportbe Show on CBS Sports Radio. But thank you so much for that information. You know, back to the football side, we have seen such an evolution of the game. I know you came in 2017. I know you're a fan as well. It seems like there's so much that favors the offense and the wide receivers, at least from a fan's perspective. Do you feel that way? I know you got defenders flanking you, trying to knock you out. But do you feel that there have been any changes in how you do your job out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, the game has definitely changed since I got in the league, and it's going to continue to change, for the future of the game. Inability to adapt in this game is a good way to have your career cut short. Would I love to be able to hit people a certain way or act a certain way? Yeah, of course. But I also love when the other team makes mistakes off of rule changes or things that have changed in the game that benefit our team. So it goes both ways. Yes, the game has changed, and yes, it will continue to change, but you got to just stay on your toes and stay ready to dominate whatever the rules are.
Well, Mac, we know that the team that you played for last season, the Falcons, their former head coach is now the offensive coordinator, up in Pittsburgh for the Steelers, that being Arthur Smith. For all the Steeler fans out there, what do you believe that Arthur is going to bring to that offense and that team?
Yeah, I think obviously the run game is big, a good strong run game, and then getting guys involved off of that. So it'll be exciting to see what they can do and what they can create up there.
And for yourself, as you continue to train, what are you adding to your training? Are you doing anything different? And then also for people who are not familiar, I'll tell you, I would love to walk around barefoot like you, but I'm a punk. Like, I'm too far gone. I can't do it. I'm a punk. I'm going to get something in my foot, and I'm going to cry like a you-know-what. But what are you doing with your training, and why is this something that you have adopted?
So the training has been barefoot for the last 5 years, and now the lifestyle the last 2 years has been barefoot. But it's just something that just has helped me a lot, just keeping, being strong from the base, being strong from the bottom, and then working my way up. There's a lot of knee problems and hip problems in people because their ankles and feet are weak, and they don't have the strength to, control things or move all the way up the ladder that is your body. So training barefoot has helped me tremendously just build that strength back in my feet and have the dexterity to move and let my ankle have some mobility and move how it needs to move. So it's been great for me. I think more guys are starting to do it. You start seeing more guys training barefoot. You see more guys warming up before games barefoot. There are a lot of people are domesticated out there, though, so you're not the only one. They're too far gone. Can't take the shoes off. They don't have it in them.
Yeah, I can get down on a flip-flop, maybe a thick sock at this point, but unless I'm, like, at the beach or in a house or something, I'm like, it's kind of tough. I don't know. Maybe growing up in the Bronx and Harlem, maybe I saw too many things on the floor. Maybe I'm traumatized, man.
That could be it. That might be it.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, Mac, thank you so much for the time. Where can people find out more information and follow you? Where the hell can I, get this smoker besides stealing it from you? Fill us all in.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I appreciate the time, as always. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. But GE Profile on Instagram, GEAppliances.com for the internet. But then Best Buy, it's actually $300 off until Sunday. So you can get it for way cheaper than what it usually is, and have go pick it up and go smoky something for the big game. Don't stand out in that cold New York weather. Go ahead, stay inside your house, set it up, and then go enjoy the game while it cooks. You don't even have to deal with it. No smoke, no smell, just good food.
Hey, shout outs to Mac Hollins. Mac, appreciate you. Let's talk again in the summer, okay?
Absolutely, you know it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.